Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
it's
good
Sam.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
So one of the activists was just arrested in Central Square. People will call in with their thoughts. But a few weeks ago, there was a discussion about the red light cameras, and I had made the point that, you know, with a red light camera, the Constitution guarantees people the right to face their accuser, and you can't do that with a red light camera. And, you know, somebody called in and corrected me and said that, no, it's the state of New Hampshire that is the accuser in that case. And I'm not real smart when it comes to all this legal stuff. And with Kendall there, I was hoping he could answer some, you know, questions that I still have about that.
Okay, we've got somebody holding on, but we'll give
I can try. I don't do that kind of law, but I can certainly try.
Okay, well, so, but it's the state of New Hampshire bringing the charge against me in the case of a red light camera if I was sent a ticket in the mail?
Yeah, it is the state of New Hampshire that would be bringing the charge against you.
So if I called the state of New Hampshire to the stand, who would sit in the chair?
Somebody from the motor vehicle department, most likely.
So that's the damaged party, from the guy from the motor vehicle department?
He represents the damaged party in that case.
So how did he come to represent the state of New Hampshire? Did he go around getting permission from everybody?
He works for the state of New Hampshire.
So anybody that works for the state of New Hampshire can take on the persona and represent the entire state of New Hampshire?
Anybody that's hired by the state of New Hampshire and as an employee of the state, they're an agent for the state. They are legally an agent for the state and would act in their capacity as an agent for the state.
So factually, what is the state?
Oh, that's
beyond me.
Beyond me too. Sorry about that. But thanks for calling. 357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the subject was ever brought up, but I've kind of been disturbed by the painted color of the Mexican restaurant in Central Square, and I don't know if I'm overreacting or if anyone else in town has kind of found that to be somewhat of a...
You obviously haven't been listening.
Many people find it offensive.
Yes, many people don't like it.
It's an eyesore. Yeah.
But
okay.
The food is delicious.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But I'm wondering, I remember when Home Depot kind of was first coming to town and they made them kind of tone their color down. And how did this kind of get passed?
There is an exception in the law that we have that regulates the painting of buildings within the historical district in the city of Keene, which is basically the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
Under that exception, if a building has already been painted prior to the enactment of the ordinance, which was, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and they wish to repaint that building any color they want, they are permitted to do that. If the building has never been painted, if it is just a red brick building, they cannot then put paint on it. They have to maintain it in its natural state. But if it's never been painted, if it's been painted before, they can repaint it anything they want.
And it was difficult to tell, but this building that you're talking about on Central Square, actually, the bricks had been painted. They'd been painted brick color, but they had a coat of paint on them. The other thing is, as far as Home Depot goes, that was different. That was new construction. That
right,
came under
right.
the planning board's site plan. And the site plan review can tell you what color to paint it or, you know, anything, which is different from existing property.
So basically we need to live with that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess.
At the present time, under the present ordinance, the way it's written, we have to live with that. That I understand they may be putting an awning over the front of that building, which will substantially reduce. Perhaps you may not be able to see the offensive color at all, but that at the present time we have to live with it. But the city council is starting to take a look at the historical district ordinance to see if in fact there is some way that we can control the color of paint on buildings within the historical district.
If indeed they decide they want to control it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Thanks for the info.
Thank you. 357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Yeah, I just wanted to pipe in here and say that if you have the time to worry about what someone else is painting their house or business, it's high time to get a life, because this is ridiculous. Busy bodies worrying about what color people are painting their businesses. I mean, come on. What have we come to? I mean, this is nanny statism at its worst.
Well, thank you for your opinion. Thanks for calling. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning. You must be talking to me.
I am talking to you.
Oh, good, good, good. Thanks. This is Kurt calling again. I called last week, and thanks for taking my call again. I have to say that I agree with this caller who just called in. You know, I just don't see government as a solution at all. I agree with him wholeheartedly. I'm so glad he called in. And the other caller who talked about, you know, the Pedraza's downtown. I love the restaurant. I met the owner. She came over to my table. Anybody who's got a problem with this woman, grow up. It's about time the Central Square got some color to it. It looks great. You know, it may not be what everybody, you know, if people want to be resistant to change, you know, grow up. It is nanny statism. Anytime you go to the government for the solution, be prepared for the solution, because it's going to take money from you, or they're going to force the awning issue down her throat, make her pay for something. This is a, you know, it's a time when you need local business more than anything. And, you know, I agree with them. Just grow up.
Well,
you know,
thanks for calling.
You have a very interesting perspective on the local government and how the local government ought to operate. I just want to take this opportunity to point out that the city of Keene is currently working on its community master plan. We are in fact soliciting input from the community and from everybody that lives here, and that includes whether you're a free stater or whether you're just somebody that quietly lives your life and doesn't bother anybody. But on May 5th at Heberton Hall, we're going to be having a community forum regarding the new master plan, and I strongly encourage you to come out and participate. And if you people want to change the way the community operates, if you want to change the direction of the community, then you need to be part of the community, and you need to be part of the Master Plan Steering Committee. And on May 5th at Heberton Hall, it's in the evening, we're going to be encouraging people to come out and participate.
There, very good. So thank you, caller. 357-1290, good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that I have the opposite opinion of the people who have called. I feel that the city has a right to be able to tell people not to paint historical buildings off colors. And I think that they should be able to have a uniform color downtown and let people put whatever kind of signs they want, certainly colors, you know, decorations, whatever. But I think that the buildings themselves should remain the same. And part of my reasoning for that is because in the eyes of people who are looking at Keene to bring business and good-paying jobs to Keene, they come and they look at the downtown, and I think it gives off a very different feel than a historical and traditional look. And the kind of people that are coming here to put those high-paying jobs in are the kind of people that would be looking for a town that valued its tradition and, you know, has a different attitude than, say, a Brattleboro, where you can find every color downtown you want to find. And I do think it looks tacky, personally, but, you know, everybody has their own opinion of that kind of thing. I'm sure the owners are very nice people, as Mance said, and, you know, I'm sure that they think it looks great, but I think there needs to be some uniformity, and I would definitely be on the side of that for the sake of jobs and people's impressions of our city and our own housing values. So, you know, that's just my opinion.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye now. 357-1290, good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Wow, I'm shocked at the amount of intolerance toward color that there is here in Keene. Anyways, Ian from freekeene.com, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good morning, Ian.
Doing great. Just down here at the police station where an activist was arrested this morning for... I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. First off, let's see. How many people signed the Constitution? Do you know?
No, 13? I don't know.
Let's say a couple dozen.
Actually, I don't think anybody signed the Constitution. I think the Constitution was actually enacted by the states, and unlike the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution wasn't actually signed.
Well, it was signed in witness thereof, but it was signed. So I guess what I wanted to do is I put a little scenario in front of you. Let's say I get together with about 30 of my friends, and we write up our own constitution. We're going to create a new society. So we write up our own constitution, we sign it, and we've created a new government now. And so what we're going to do is, since we've got a new government, and we held a vote before we, you know, had this constitutional convention. So we're going to write up this constitution, and then we're going to pass some laws that say that we can send out property tax bills. And we're going to start sending out bills to you, Cynthia, and maybe you, Kendall, as well. And then you're going to get a bill for $5,000. And are you going to pay that bill?
Well, you should bring that to the community master plan on May 5th, because that's where the community is going to be making decisions about what the future of the community is going to be and whether any individual
people.
Is going to be able to send out tax bills.
Well, what are you going to give me for What are you going to give me for my $5,000?
We're going to give you services. So right. are you going to pay it?
Well, it depends on what kind of services.
So, it doesn't depend on what kind of services, because the government offers what it offers, and it doesn't matter what they're offering. You have to pay whether you like it or not. You know, for instance, anything that they do, you're forced to pay for, and we know that because last week of what you guys did at the city council, I'm not going to rehash that.
Please don't.
You know what you did. What I'm asking you is, if you don't pay the property tax bill that our new government, the one that we're going to form on Sunday, is going to send you, is it all right? Is it okay for me to send men with guns calling themselves the police to your house to throw you out onto the street?
No, because I haven't agreed to live in your country.
But I haven't agreed to live in under your society either. So why is yours more legitimate than mine? If all it takes is people to sit down and write words on paper in order to have laws, then why is it okay for you guys to do it, but not for us to do it?
But if you haven't agreed to live in our country, then why are you here?
No. I've agreed to live in my own society. I'm here in my own society with other peaceful people. Now, look, I'm not going to send men with guns to your house because I'm peaceful. I'm not an aggressor. I'm not going to aggress against my neighbors, right? So I'm not going to do that. This is only hypothetical. If your country was started by a few dozen people sitting around signing a piece of paper, why would it be any more illegitimate for us to do the same thing?
Well, I guess, and I don't want to continue this conversation, but I guess first you have to fight a war against the country that you want to be free from, and then after that, we'll talk about it. Thank you for calling, Ian. 357-1290. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning. I don't know what I can say after that. Back to the yellow building. I listened to this. I think it's... Rather unimportant in my respect, anyhow. But what I want to say is people, they have to realize that if the city makes a vote to change that, change all buildings from this point on. In other words, irregardless if people do not like that yellow building, it still, by law, will be grandfathered in. Now, they maybe could talk to the owner of the building and persuade her or him to, you know, repaint it. But if you make a law today, you can't change what has already been done.
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't know why these people call in. It doesn't matter if they think it's ugly. It's going to stay ugly in their eyes. It isn't going to change because city council makes a new law.
But you know what? One of the things about this that I keep thinking is that I hope it succeeds, because the only thing that would be uglier than a bright yellow Mexican restaurant is a bright yellow vacant store.
Right. Right. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. 357-1290. Good. Oh, we're going to break for some messages. Good morning. You're on TalkBack. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling about the whole bit about what color to paint buildings down in the historic district.
Yes.
And to me, I would rather see the city leave that issue alone. If we allowed everybody to vote on, say, an ice cream flavor, we'd probably end up with vanilla, which is pretty bland and unexciting.
Right.
And I'm not convinced that central planning, when it comes to what colors businesses can, you know, paint the outside of their buildings, is really going to give us a nice range of diversity or pleasing colors. It will give us probably a strict set of two or three colors. It'll be pretty bland and unappealing, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know.
You know,
depends
at this point, we don't know how the city council is going to vote on that. That's an issue, really, that the committee is wrestling with, and the planning board will also have to wrestle
right.
with it before it ever comes to us, so that we don't really know what the recommendation is going to be. But I think you're right that to some degree, the city council better to not try to tackle that.
And I think one of the problems with this, if you will, is that the building in question is right on Central Square. I think that's the big problem with it right now. There are certainly some other buildings that are painted bright colors. There's a lavender building and a yellow building further down on Main Street. The Starving Artist right there on West Street is almost, in some places, the same color as the new building. And I think it looks great. So, you know, I think that people will, and a month from now or 2 years from now or whenever, nobody will even notice that yellow building.
It
They'll
will fade.
Get used to it and they won't even notice it. So.